Good afternoon, everyone. My deepest apologies for not being able to be present today, but my staff is present, and anyone who has questions after the ceremony today, my staff would be happy to answer any questions that you might have. Here we are today on a momentous occasion, a fact that we have been looking forward to this day and this cemetery to be in this area for a long period of time. Congressman Skelton and past Representative Bill Ranstell, myself, and Representative David Day have all worked very vigorously to see that this finally comes to light. And it's a wonderful day to be able to say that we will have the completion of a veteran cemetery right here in Pulaski County at Fort Leonard Wood. The cemetery's been in the works for quite a long time, and it is quite a large area that it's going to expand over. The first part of this cemetery is going to be just a small portion of what we can expect in the future. You know, 18 acres to be developed in this first phase of the cemetery construction. About 5,000 full casket grave sites will be available, 1,412 in-ground cremation burial sites, and 1,024 columbarium niches. Just this first phase will serve almost 7,000 veterans right here in Pulaski County. The state has many cemeteries throughout the state, and some of those serve our veterans. But this is going to be a unique cemetery. The fact that it is right outside the gates of the largest military base that the state has. One that many, many people have been trained at. And in that time of training, I've heard many stories from retired military officials who said they came through Fort Leonard Wood, enjoyed the community, liked the surroundings, and wanted to move back after their military career. Now we've got a place to dignify those individuals upon their time of passing as well, and their family members will be able to be present to come by and visit the cemetery, visit those grave sites, understand the history that has gone on, and with the fort this close, so that they can go in and view where their family members had been trained and served, just adds one more aspect to the importance of this cemetery. Through these many years that we've worked for the completion of this veteran cemetery, the state of Missouri has come up with funding that initially showed that we were serious about wanting to put this in Pulaski County, showing the federal government that we were willing to put state dollars behind this so that this could become completed. And I'm glad to say that I was a part of that, along with other members that are here, Representative Day, former Representative Bill Ranstell. Those individuals were key also during this time. And the state gave $550,000 to the federal government's $8 million so that we could make this day happen. I'm sure that we'll have another time to come together after the completion of buildings, completion of more of the groundwork, but this momentous time is just a groundbreaking to show the public, to show all of you, that we are serious about the completion of this project. The contractor has been named. The work will soon be started, and people will be able to be proud when they come by this site to know that it will be the home of many, many soldiers that have so honorably served this country. As I said, I apologize for not being present today. My schedule just would not allow us to be here today. Thank you very much for the opportunity to serve. Thank you for being able to communicate with you and allowing me to communicate to the state the importance of this veteran cemetery right here in Pulaski County, just outside the gate of Fort Leonard Wood.